We are learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting from a two dots on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Hamuda no mechaveiroi, v'yesha shomerchetz, which means he tells Shimon, you can't have enough of me. Don't do a shut from here. Stam, Reuven tells Shimon, I'm angry at you, you cannot have any enough of me. Meanwhile, Reuven owns a big building in town, and that town is leased out as a merchetz, as a gym, it's merchetz or a bathhouse, it's rented out. Could Shimon go to that building or not? It's my building, but I leased it out to Gold's Gym. Shaila is, could Shimon go in there to go take a shower, to go to the base of America? That's the Shaila. So it says in the Mishnah, depends. If the Seicher, which is me, who owns the building, if I still have a Tisis Yad in that building, so then he can't go. Because that's considered, it's my building, you're having enough of me. But if I have no Tisis Yad, then it belongs to the Seicher Ligamri. We look at it like it belongs to the Seicher Ligamri. It's having enough of a Seicher, not from me. Even though I own the building technically, since he's renting it, you're not having enough of me. You're having enough from the Seicher. And we spoke out yesterday, the Rashba speaks out that it depends when I asked you. If I asked you before I rented out, then maybe it'll be usher because it's not going to go off with the Schiris. That's the Rashba wants a Taina maybe. But if here the case was, after it was rented out already, I said it should be, oh sir, you can't have enough of me, that's not called having enough of me. Akaponim, that's the case of our Mishnah. So Zogmar, what's called that someone has, that the Seicher, I said Shimon can't have enough of me. What does it mean that I have a Tisiz Yad in the building? What does that mean? The way the contract was set up is that the guy rents the building, but he doesn't pay rent. What he does is, he takes some of the profits, or he gives you some of the profits, let's say the mechza, which means 50% of the profit goes to the owner of the building, and that's his rent, and the other 50% is the guy who rented it. So here, when someone frequents this merchetz, he's having a no from the seicher, because the seicher is very much involved. He's getting more of the profits, a real partner in the building. Even now, it's called a seicher, we'll call it a seicher in English, but it makes a difference. It's called the guy who's renting it. But Lamaisa, I am a partner in the building. So that's partially is having an awe directly from me because he's using my building, using my merchants. Aval bebeitzim loy. But by beitzim not, what does that mean? Dr. Ran. Bebeitzim mutter means, I'm definitely reading the Girsa of the Ran, the beitzim mutter means that darkon hoya, at the Bala merchants, used to sell eggs by the merchants. You know, it's a lot of foot traffic coming into the merchants. So he sells eggs there. You know, like these days, they sell the mikveh, they sell arbis and chalas. So here he sold eggs by the merchants. Every day he needed eggs, you knew he got picked up by the merchants. Eggs and stamps. That's what he did by the merchants. So like upon him, here, so Shaila is that called enough of a tfisas yad? So he says, no, it's not called tfisas yad, because the ma'isa have nothing in the gufa merchants. The guy's only obviously not buying eggs. He's just going to take a shower over there. So this, he's going to the merchants to bathe himself. He's not having anah from the owner of the buildings. Only having anah from the seicher. That's all. That's what the first man yom holds. Abayi amar filu beitzim also, even beitzim also. And what's the pshat? Because that's also called he has a yad in the merchants. I would taina the reason is maybe since he's gaining from the foot traffic, so it's considered part of the business of the merchants. So like upon him, he holds his asr. So what's the case of Mishnah that says you don't want to tvisas yad and that's mutter? Hechidami the shari the mekabel betaska. That you're not getting any chelik yedua in the profits of the merchants. He pays him a set amount for the building, and that's called that he's a stalik from the merchants. That's what he says. That's the case that's mutter. So the case that's mutter is there's no according to Sman Yoma, that's what we paskin. There's no eggs here. And not only that, he's not giving any profits to the maskir. He's only paying him a set amount. The renter pays the owner just a set amount every year, and that's called a renter. So now the Ran has a big arichas here. The Ran proves that really this building belongs to me, the landowner. And what's the raya? The Gemara says in Erechin that he could be makdish this building. And not only that, if he's makdish the building, it becomes asur als me'ilo to the seicher. The seicher has a contract, it's his, how can he makdish it? Teretz is, hekdish mafkiya m'de shibud. The halacha is, hekdish is mafkiya it from the shibud. So akaponim, that's the Ran's kasha over here, that l'chayra, it's a first Gemara, that I have ownership here. So now you consider having enough of me. So the Rambam brings down five. What? Right. What's the shaila? Right. And no, you go into my building. You have no. You go into my building. You go into my building. You go into my building, Maisa. That's the kasha. It's my building. You have enough of me because you're coming into my building. It's my building. It's not my building. Like the soicher bought it. No. The biggest riot is I can mark the shit. So that makes it my building. That's the kasha. So a bunch of tutsim over here. We'll tell you some of them. So the Tosfos answers, in a chanami, if I asked the merchus beferish, it's chal de issa. If I said, that building I'm answering to you, I could do that. Because I still have a stick of bilis. I can make a hektish. So I can make it also to you also. I can make it also to you also if I want. But here, we're talking about a guy who's madan om and a chos of stam. So it's not daito yamasha hisker. It's no das yamasha hisker. I can ask me, the Rambam sure remembers, from Gimel Abayis, the Gemara says that Gemara had a havamina, you make an edda, you don't mean masha hisker. And the Gemara slugs it up. Gemara slugs it up. She says, no, you do have das yamasha hisker. Gemara brought a kasha from a case of two avodim, or whatever, shiloh what the gear said is, two avodim, or manashchim rather. Gemara kasha from that case. So there, Lachari, you see that we come out that you do have daitoi. So what are you saying if you don't have daitoi? So he says, that's different, because that case is, that's still in your reshus, the hefker. You didn't leave your reshus yet. But this, you gave it to someone else already. So here, it's not das in it. The Tais Teretz is that about if you have das on the building, you can ask it to someone else. But here you don't have das. That's one Teretz. That's one Teretz. And there's other truths into this kasha, but we're going to skip around. I'm going to say another teretz that the Ran says at the end. We're not going to say every teretz. The Ran says a different mahalach. The Ran brings a different mahalach of Machir. He says, over here, it wasn't a regular renting. About the regular renting, the halacha is that since I can makdash, I can ask it to you also. It's not the case here. You know what the case is? But taska means taska also means taxes. The case is what here, he gave this guy, like, you know, something called, like a, it's not mamash like that, but it's like a 100-year lease. If it's much more than that, it's a lifetime lease. Well, the way it worked out is this. Lifetime lease, he gets the building and he can even miyashin to his kids. As long as he pays his fees every year, he keeps the building. So it's basically his. He just has to pay every year for it. That's what Ran says. The Hachalav Meskarim, it's the last words of the Amid. The Hachalav Meskarim came in Schiris Achar the Alma, the Hamrita Begavara, Hechidam Yishar, the Makabo Taska. Makabo Taska, Lavan is Schiris, Allah Karka Reushal Machzik Loilam. It's the guy who's Machzik. The guy sitting there, it's his forever. Mrisha Labana. What? No, I can't make the shit. No. It's his. It's like a payment plan more, like that type of idea, but it's a forever payment plan. In this case, the Kinyan Aguf, it's not just a Shibud. And just, you know what happens? If he doesn't pay the tax, he doesn't pay the taska, then it'll go back to the Bailam. That's all. It's like a Knas, something like that. If he doesn't pay for it, then I can take the building back. But the value belongs to you. It's more like a mortgage, a forever mortgage. Let's say a mortgage. Who owns the building? The guy bought the mortgage or the bank? The bank has like a lien on it. Basically, that's what it's like. So it's a Kinyan Aguf. Therefore, he says, that's the case of Al-Gemara. That's the second territory we're saying over. Just the last territory the Ran says, I don't understand the kasha. The kasha doesn't start. The kasha doesn't start. He says, that I can be makdish it, and mefkir the shibud of the soicher, that's only where I do something, it's a stira to the shibud of the soicher. I makdish it, and you have a shibud, how heck am I mefkir the shibud? Here, if I ask Sir Hana to accept, to Shimon, and Gold's Gym owns the building, what has Shimon got to do with Gold's Gym? Gold's Gym's holding on to that shibud. My neder on Shimon never touched his shibud. His shibud's still there. So it's still the Gold's Gym. It's not at all my gym because it's Gold's Gym. I tell you, I could be mafkiim, so I could chal a neder. I never made a neder. My neder's never steer at the Gold's Gym. My neder was Shimon can have enough of me. Shimon's not having enough of me going into the gym. He's having enough from Gold's Gym, not for me. He's not having enough for me. So that's, he says, the whole kasha doesn't start. That's the Ran comes out.
If he owns the building, then by default, you have
no, so he's saying the only building wasn't enough because my right now, the one who has the shibud on the building is the soicher. The question was gebayt on that a neder is stronger than a shibud. But he's saying the neder is only stronger than the shibud when it's a steer to the shibud. When it's not a steer to the shibud, so then it's not a problem. Then it's not a problem. So here, the Ran's efir zois like this. That we had a case in the Mishnah, which we started off today, we talked about this case. Yesterday the case in the Mishnah, Echav Menashuk Muda Hana from one of the Shutrim. Yesterday case, someone in the Shuk is also to have Hana, let's say from Shimon. Could he walk into the field and say, I'm going in for Reuven? So it's machlokes. Rabbanan say no, and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says yes. So he said, the Ran says, only Chizr ben Yaakov. If you're a Rabbanan, Madach, I can't walk into the field. Like the Gali guy could. But Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. So he wants a taina that here, it's even a Chizr ben Rabbanan. It's not a stira. Maya, no, it's not a stira to your shibut. And therefore, you would think that there he's allowed to walk in. Kamashlo, no, he can't walk in. But he's saying, even if you're a bond, that he can't walk in as a chiddush in this case. Because here, when I asked Hana from him, so there, it's not being mafgir a shibud of my partner. So there, maybe it's possible you could say I'm walking into your partner's chelik. And kamashlo, no, even then, since lemaisa, I have a kinyan, a Paris kinyan, go, if you can't walk into my chatzah. But he's saying it's a chiddush even for your rabbanon. So it comes out through this Ran Svar. Like upon him, bottom line is like this. We had a kasha that l'chara you can mafkir a shiva. So we said a few drutzim, and one tarot, there was three drutzim we said over is either twice tarot says he didn't do beferish, but if you do beferish, it'll work. Second tarot was, it's a different type of lease over here. It's a lease that's a forever lease. And the third tarot is the kasha doesn't start. Because here, I didn't do something connected to the shibud, I just asked my friend Bahanoah.